it and I'm sitting in the middle. Two girls by my side with the windows rolled down and I'm feeling really fine. Girl, you wanna know what's on your mind?
It started. Welcome back to the Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt. You just heard Jeff Rokos on our intro music. You can find him online at GEOFFROCAUSE, Jeff Rokos. Alongside me, my co-host, one of the hardest working men in podcasting history, even though he disagrees with me, Dave Swan. You can find him online, swanagram.com. Always looking for things to play with. He looked like a cop with my sunglasses. He looks like a cop with my sunglasses on. They're kind of a little bit of, they're like aviators, but they're only $8. They should be called like aviators.
I don't think I've ever actually met someone who's paid more than $10 for a pair of aviator sunglasses.
I don't think so. I've never been that guy. I get like two pairs of those because I'm always the guy that's going to lose his sunglasses, yeah. And I'm always going to be the guy who breaks his sunglasses. Those, I probably had those for about a year.
Yeah, the pair of sunglasses I wear right now are a pair of welding glasses.
You serious? You wear welding glasses?
Michelle?
Oh, no, I believe you. It's
well, I don't know why anyone would be able to see in there.
Yeah, there we go. We'll figure it out.
You're shaking the table too much, Matthew.
I apologize for shaking the table.
Shake the table.
I've had a rough day.
It's like a baby.
I'm working a day job.
It sounds like you're getting a cold, too.
I started smoking again.
I remember when we started this. I'm not addicted to smoking. I just like having cigarettes.
That is true. I enjoy cigarettes. I went driving for 2 weeks. I was with smokers. Started smoking again. Probably about day two of that. So yes. How's your week going? You went to Florida, Dave. Tell people about Florida.
I did go to Florida. It's a lot harder to run 8.5-9 miles in Florida than it is here.
What part of Florida were you in?
Marco Island.
Marco Island?
South of Naples, like the opposite side of Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so it's on the Gulf Coast side.
Yes.
All right. And yet, your running did not go as strongly there?
It took me about 2 hours to run that, and it was, I like walked more of it, but I still looked like I had gone swimming.
Oh, like your shirt was just attached to you, basically?
Yeah, it was not good. Like, we're not going to talk about that. It was just drenched. Like, and I actually stopped it. Like, I would take money with me to get water, like, halfway through. And I was just, this is not healthy at all.
Oh, just a whole different climate down there.
No, and then, like, dehydration headache, and that's worse than a hangover headache. Because there's nothing you can do. Like, a hangover headache, you can kind of do stuff, but a dehydration headache, as soon as you get that, it's like,
it just craps you out. Yeah, you can only, like, I mean, when you just, like, an ice bath or those, what do you do? What do you do for dehydration?
I take Excedrin or Motrin, whatever is available.
There you go. You figure it out.
I did go to the canoe races.
Did you compete in the canoe races? Or
no, there was no way I was capable of doing
that. Is that, like, an exclusive
thing? Drunking? I went drinking with my brother the night before, and he doesn't drink.
The whole family was down for the
yes,
Florida. Okay.
But it was just me and my brother. We went to go see a show, and then we went to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But at the show, we had, you know, two drink minimum kind of deal.
Oh, a comedy show.
Yeah, and okay. We had
beer. Was this Polly?
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, yeah?
Steve Simone was his own, like,
oh, funny. Steve Simone's hilarious, yeah.
But, yeah, what happened? Oh, yeah, we had three pitchers, and my brother drinks slowly. And I drink, like...
You had three pitchers of beer?
Yeah, between the two of us. That's not that bad if, like, we're splitting them.
Okay.
But...
I guess
he had five beers, maybe, and I had the rest. And there's probably five beers in a pitcher, like...
So you had 10, he probably had 5, so okay, right on.
Yeah,
So you had two pitchers to yourself.
And then we went to another bar.
Oh, This was just the opening period.
Four bars.
Oh, good lord!
It was a quarters.
Oh, quarters. Okay, you want a quarter system, like a basketball game. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna go football, but
not
hockey.
Football, basketball. Okay.
But the first bar, remember, that was O'Brien's. Second bar, remember, don't know the name of it.
The second bar you remember. Yeah.
Third bar, remember. Uh-huh. Fourth bar. Didn't know we went to a fourth bar. Apparently we had chicken wings. Don't remember that. I complained about the sauce not being hot enough, so we had to pay 50 cents extra for our extra hot sauce.
So were you just going through this, learning from your receipts?
No, brother. He was telling me about it. I might edit some of this out.
Oh.
Because that one might get us in trouble.
Oh, that oh,
there might be a statute of limitation on that.
Oh, they just made the papers.
I don't know.
This was a very safe community you were in.
Well, no, it was like it's like sight line, and they were still sitting there, like where. But okay. At the same time, and then apparently I waved to a cop. Because that's how I was raised with the DARE program. If you see a police officer, you wave.
Well, was it a female police officer? Or male
I have
police?
No idea.
Okay, this is all stuff that's been recanted.
This is after the bar. And then my brother goes, you know, I could have told you anything.
Yeah.
And you would believe it.
Oh, right. Yes. Like, you hit on a pre-op tranny last night. Yes.
Yes. Like, we could have gone, he goes, well, you went into Reflections. Mm-hmm. So apparently there were five bars, like a little bit of OT.
Reflections.
It was the last bar. But he goes, you didn't drink there. You just went, used the bathroom, and then walked out.
No, I've done that. Yeah.
I was running around the condo, very proud of myself.
Oh, just very free?
Yes.
Okay, very free. Exploring yourself in Florida. Nice.
Yes. This is why I don't drink like that anymore.
Yeah, you save it up for one big. You save it up for one big week,
and I can get like three or four stories out of it.
Absolutely. So,
and then the next day, well, me and my brother were planning on getting like just housed at the canoe races the next week because day drinking's fun.
Okay, so it happens during the day.
Yeah, it starts
is it like on a Saturday?
You don't actually make the canoe races because they start so early.
Yeah,
but it's like everyone just parties all day.
Oh, the finish line kind of thing?
Yeah, right? Like just like here's where the canoes go by, and people will get there early, but at the same time, you can get there at like noon and still raging.
So it's like a canal system through Marco Island? Okay.
Yeah, like just between Marco Island and Naples.
Okay.
And it was fun.
You had a good time?
I had a good time. No, that I was just like, oh.
Oh, because you were hungover from the night before. Yeah, so you were just kind of just going on effort, basically.
Yeah, I didn't even drink. Like, we had about 50 beers.
I didn't even drink.
We had 52 beers between the two of us, and he was just like, I can't drink this by myself. I'm like, I can't drink it at all.
Oh, did you have to, like, bring beer home? Is that, that's always, like, a walk of shame afterwards, one of those things.
They're like, these guys made it back.
And there's still
these
beer.
These are the soldiers that never made it to war.
Yeah. There'll be something going on for you later. We'll engage in something. It'll be nice.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. That's an interesting story. That's a very interesting story.
Yes.
We tried to do this earlier. I'm going to tell you now. I need to apologize to Dave. I disappointed him. I was an asshole to Dave. I'm going to say I do deserve credit for admitting that we were supposed to do a show in Barstow, California. And I know
can I make a comment?
The residents of Barstow were really looking forward to it. You can make a comment. Yes,
you're like saying, you know what? I feel like I deserve some credit because I'm admitting to it now. It's kind of like someone going, you know what? I might have been a Nazi, but now I'm saying it was wrong.
Well, like if you admitted it in 1980, that would be a problem. Yeah, I'm admitting it 1 week after the fact. This would be like 1951, 52 saying you're a Nazi, you know, when it was still fresh on people's minds, like it was on your...
You're like, I went down to Argentina and I decided to come back and let everyone know. I was in the wrong, guys.
My bad. I'm still gonna go to a non-extradition state, Cuba? Yeah.
I have no idea if that's
an honor. I think that's why I moved to Argentina. Neither here nor there. We were supposed to do a show in Barstow. I was coming back off the road. It was going to be the last show before I got back to LA. I thought it was going to work out. It's one of those things where I planned it, and initially we were supposed to start in Barstow, and not with Dave, and then it got moved to 2 weeks later. I was exhausted. I was tired. I wanted to get home, and so I told Dave. I lied to Dave that
which all you could have said was, yeah. "Hey, I wanted to get home," not
yes. Yeah, I did a cop out. I said, "Oh, they were double booked there. They had a band there," and that was an asshole move of mine. And I'm admitting it. And I apologize sincerely, David Swan.
And you still made me look like a dick because you're like, "Hey, book two people to go."
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go, "Oh yeah," I'm like, "So I have to go tell those two people, hey, you've got a gig."
Yeah.
You're going to get some sizable time. You're going to be able to do more than like 5-10 minutes. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, they can find it anywhere they want to if they look for it.
Oh,
if they're funny and they look
they're
for
funny.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, they were looking for it. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just like, ah! Then you're like, oh, well, you have to go tell the two people. I just had to tell one. It was a pyramid scheme. It's what it was.
It was a pyramid scheme. It was a pyramid scam. Yes, I'm working in multi-level sales now. Absolutely. That's why I'm wearing a collar. That's why I'm wearing a collared shirt. That's why I'm trying to be clean cut.
Do pyramid schemes justify themselves?
I'm selling steak knives to people, but I not only am I selling steak knives, I'm selling the opportunity to sell steak knives to other people. So yeah.
Yes, you are.
And so that.
Hey, you want to get this successful? Find 12 other people who can sell these.
Who are just as hungry as you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Be a go-getter. Hustle that shit.
Yes, and do it at the... There we go. I think, yeah.
Did you talk about what you wanted to talk about?
The another thing, I'm in a good mood. I went shopping today. I fell onto this. This is stuff I found at Rite Aid. Check this out. This is something I was fascinated. I showed our guest earlier. Look at this.
So you've never seen that before?
Well, no, yeah, but look at the price on that, right? I realize I'm turning into an old man. 90 cents for a three plug
adapter. I'm looking at you, and I could have told you that.
That's a good price. Would you
wear a driver's cap most of the time.
Okay, look at that. How much do you pay for your speed stick?
I have no idea. I get them at Costco, and I use speed
43
stick.
Cents for...
Gillette Adrenaline.
Oh, yeah, because, especially you need that whenever you run in Naples, right?
Yes.
How many things to speak? I thought this was going to be interesting, and I'm going to
shoot it down.
No, you're shooting it down?
You got some sprees, though. I saw that.
Yeah, the chewy sprees that were good. I also got some candy bars that melted, and I put them in your freezer so they won't melt, and I can enjoy them later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we may give them to the guests. I don't know. Maybe we may have consolation prizes, or I don't know.
Yeah, they had consolation prizes.
No, that was since we had pizza that one day. Then we,
Yeah. I should have made that grilled cheese, the Clinton, for you guys, too. That was awesome.
Oh, what's a Clinton? Tell me about
grilled cheese with a piece of pizza in the middle of it.
Mmm.
That pizza was good.
Did you have one of those when you were down? Is that from Ohio? I've never heard of
that. From Oxford, like Miami, where I went to college at.
Okay.
I don't know if they still do it because it's just unhealthy as all hell.
Oh, okay.
And now they're like, oh, we gotta like make ourselves look good.
Everybody,
we're health conscious.
Everybody, the people that died and had high cholesterol from it.
Even though like one of the like health, like because they did
kind of left the stigma.
Freshman dorms are like kind of community, like they're like, oh, this is what you're interested in. We'll put like what kind of dorm living society you want to be.
Like
in.
If you're in a Star Wars dorm or something.
Like, yeah, well, it was like there's the health conscious ones that were like right by the right.
Oh, vegans and. Yeah.
But yeah, the one and yeah, the vegans were on the campus that was called Western, but it was east of campus. Don't ask. I have no idea why. Mm-hmm. Used to be an all-girls school at one point before Miami just enveloped it. You can't see that I did a
It morphed in like the Trapper Keeper from South Park. Okay.
I went with Blob, even older.
Oh, Blob. I like that. That's good. That's good. That's more sci-fi.
But yeah, we're let's.
Yeah, I think
we've already talked about the Clinton on a past episode.
Let's
move on with this.
I think we'll move on to the second half of the podcast.
Everyday animals.
Listen to some everyday animals.
Animals.
Everyday animals. Every day you will listen to everyday animals. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. And you know how to turn this off. I go.
It's getting hard to keep it simple.
Welcome back to the second half of the podcast, Getting Chicks with Dave and Matt. You've been listening to Everyday Animals. Now is the part where we bring in our guest. Every week we have a female comedian guest. We have a very funny one this week, coming from the great state of Indiana.
She's raising the roof.
Raising the roof.
This is one,
absolutely. You know, we have to narrate it a little bit. Oh, you're going to use my own words against me. I like that.
How'd she use them against you?
Yeah, she did, but you know what I'm talking about. She knows what she did.
I don't know. This is the first time we've started this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's all be cute and pretend other things didn't happen. All right. Welcome to the show, Christine Little. Yes,
hi.
I know. I make it weird every time. It's like,
I know. I'm scared.
Like a
you're a passive aggressive dad. That's what you're doing. You're Jack Swan right now. As I imagined you. Jack Swan is Dave's dad. I imagine him to be this passive aggressive dad who wants him to join the family business. And I'm pretty sure that you just pulled a
Jack. He's doing the old Hollywood thing right now, discovering himself.
Stuff making money?
Nope.
That's always such an awkward question. Oh. How much money you get for all that stand-up you're doing? It's like, well, you know what? I actually paid to do it.
Oh, the worst was when I sent a text to my ex when we were dating. I'm like, oh, I got thrown on the show and got thrown given a couple dollars for doing it too. It was awesome.
Oh, was that the paid?
She goes, you normally don't get paid? I go,
you?
Not out here.
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally, yes. Does that count?
Fingers crossed. Emotionally, yes.
I get paid in attention.
It fills me up.
You know the stuff you're not giving me? The audience does, though.
I had the weirdest thing. My dad asked me how much I was making an hour at comedy.
Amazing hourly. But those hours never happened.
Well, no, this wasn't comedy. It was like I've been working a temp job this week, and he just asked me like out of the blue, like it's his business, you know. It was just so weird,
isn't it supposed to be impolite to ask people how much money they make?
Yeah.
It's like religion and politics. You don't talk about that. Family.
But
it's just like my dad. I know the only time he will ever think I'm doing well is if I do better than him. So I'm just like,
setting the standard up pretty high. It's kind of
somebody's got to be a little healthier lifestyle. So
that
we
means
see
that you probably, not to be crass, but it probably means your penis is bigger than his. I hope your dad does not listen to this podcast.
He doesn't. He wouldn't know how to.
I don't want to listen to your podcast.
That's when I felt good the other day. Got a new pair of shoes, but had to get my feet measured. Mine are bigger than my brother's and my dad's. Yeah. They might
that's
have a better
why he's
living
so
situation.
Yeah. Another good idea maybe to try and destroy his business, so that way, by comparison, you're doing just as well.
That's bringing bad karma into your life.
Okay, all right. Oh, no, I agree.
Did you even watch The Secret?
I didn't watch it. I don't have a vision board.
I've got multiple vision boards. I'm having a vision board. Really. You know how guys measure their penises? I'm like, I got tons of vision boards. This is how women compete.
Here, let me lay it out on the table.
Open your purse and start throwing a vision board.
I breathe vision. It kind of is.
Really?
Yeah, I've got this whole, like, my desk. I don't know why I'm sharing this, but my whole desk area, there's, like, stuff that I just cut, like, typed on the computer and, like, put out on the wall.
No, if I, like, see an inspirational quote, I'm like, oh, shit, that's cool.
I
don't know where I put it after I type it out.
Just quote it on Facebook.
I don't want to be one of those people.
I've got friends like that that do that. They keep regurgitating other people's quotes, and I was just like, come up with something.
My favorite quote was from Cheers, like one of the first episodes. A lot of people don't know
the TV
this,
show, yeah, Cheers.
But
yeah.
I'm famous. I'm just like, that is just so funny to me.
I didn't know you were doing a quote at first. I was just like listening.
Was that Norm or was that
Sam Malone?
Mayday, Sam Mayday Malone, Ted Danson.
Right? One of my favorite quotes is from As Good as It Gets. Jack Nicholson said, "People who use metaphors can shampoo my crotch." I just really like that. It gives you such a visual. You just imagine someone who's like, "Oh, I'm sorry about using that metaphor," and they're just shampooing his crotch. Oh,
can
see this.
Can you get this out of the way for me a little bit?
How much bush do you have to like qualify for shampoo?
That'd be an interesting service. Would you like your carpets shampooed or your carpets?
Some kind of creepy esthetician. So
I don't
Chris,
do waxing. I just shampoo.
You know, you keep it clean.
Keep it there, but clean it up.
So, Christina, a little bit about yourself. You are from Indiana.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and you live in Los Angeles.
I live in Los Angeles, and
how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy 3 years. I lived out in LA for 5 years.
Right on.
And like you said, I'm from Indiana, and it was. Why are you laughing?
Because you're like you said, I'm from Indiana. Like
you've told my life story.
You said it a couple times.
One of my hack jokes.
Yeah, no.
You studied psychology.
Okay, so I'm from Indiana, and it was kind of challenging growing up there.
Yeah.
Being one of the only bi people there.
Biracial.
Racial? You stepped up! You can't see me, but I'm shanking him. That was a corny joke.
I offered the punching gloves earlier. And yes, I called them punching gloves instead of boxing gloves.
I don't punch. I shank.
For those people who weren't aware, Christine Little, biracial.
Biracial, everybody.
Biracial, and
black and white.
So, did you live in a metropolitan area? Did you live in the city in Indianapolis?
I don't know what those words mean.
Like, did you live in the city, the suburbs? Like, country? You know, like,
suburbs.
People think of Indiana, they think of the country, and there's like corn.
Well, they think of like, John Cougar Mellencamp songs.
John Cougar?
Our guest last week.
Keep it on to the dogs. Huh?
Guess last week was from Indiana too.
So it's all Indiana.
So
you guys only do girls, right?
Yes.
You don't do guys, have you? I love that it's called getting chicks. I'm like, this is how they get chicks.
There you go. Dang. You got the plan. It was unique, I'm sure. Was it like weird growing up biracial?
I shouldn't even brought it up. But here, no, because I don't. Here's well, this that, is why. Like,
yeah, those are one of my favorite jokes. One of you used is about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What? Weird growing up biracial.
Yeah.
Racial. And I move my shoulders up and down really hack like. So now it's weird because like. I guess it's not that weird, because if you grow up one way, you don't know what it's like to be any other way, so to me, it's normal.
Every teenage years are awkward.
I guess the most awkward phase I went through was the ghetto phase.
Yeah.
I was dressed in baggy pants, and it sucks, because people will remember you a certain way forever.
Oh, you got that stigma attached.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oops.
Always going to be the ninth grader.
Why did you have to move away before junior year, you dick?
Seventh grade. My favorite boy band was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, from Cleveland. From Dave's, I'm sure.
Yeah. Until We Rich. I think it's like Busy Bone and Ice Cube.
I never really considered Bone Thugs and Harmony a boy band, but
my boyfriend said, I'm like, listen to me. They were to me. Damn it.
Get a little attitude into it, too.
I missed out on an opportunity I wanted to. I submitted for this an opportunity to host a comedy show. They wanted a comedian host for a... It was one of the Bone guys. I'm not sure which one. One of them hangs out at the Comedy Store. Used to hang out a lot.
Is he?
I believe so.
I mean, not that I would know.
It's Busy
Bone. I saw a picture and Busy Bone was at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
So weird.
I don't know where I saw the picture. Maybe it was in his house.
A friend of mine actually got to host it instead, and it was Todd Mao. He was excited. He was geeked about it because he was a big fan. I was a fan of him when I grew up.
Crazy is my favorite.
I like.
And I got to meet him. I went to visit Indiana not too long ago. My friends were like, Pound Thugs and Harmony, they're coming down. All right. So we got tickets and we fucking bogarted our way to the front. Like ghetto side came out a little bit. Some girl was like pushing me in. Like
once it's there, it's always there.
You can always suppress it, but it always comes out.
Hug them and herpes.
Yeah, it's like herpes. Oh.
You would know, Matt.
Yeah. How dare you?
Spread enough people, you dick.
So you got to meet which one?
Crazy.
Crazy. Was the band back together or was it just Crazy for this?
Minus Busy. Okay. And I think Flesh was in jail, but I never really considered him a full fledged member.
Okay, so there were how many?
Because it was Flesh.
How many guys were? Were there four guys in? Were there four?
There
guys?
Was Crazy. This sounds like the. I'm gonna name off the seven dwarfs. Okay.
No, there's please. I don't know.
There
this.
Was Crazy, Lazy, Busy, Wish, and Flesh.
And Flesh.
Two of those.
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from this.
So was it? Were there five? So there were five, but there was only four at one time, or?
Well, Flesh, I kind of think was like in and out. I don't know if he was a full fledged member. Yeah. And interesting tidbit: Flesh and Lazy are brothers.
How about that?
Yeah.
I was. So there's a reason one of them's in Bone Thugs.
Yeah, he slept. Or no, his family. The wrong.
He slept his wrong way into the band or something.
Nepotism.
Oh, nepotism. Yes.
That's a big word. Write that down.
Nepotism. There you go. That was. I never really considered the Wu-Tang Clan like a boy band. You know, I just considered them a rap group.
Oh, I didn't see. No, because I had a crush on some of the Bone. Can we move on, please?
Oh, is this? Is it? Are we really, like, do you feel like a teenager?
I like Thug Love just because of the shotgun in the beginning.
Pop, pop, pop. Oh, that's a great song. Okay. That's the one I'm gonna dance to at my wedding.
All right. So,
Daddy. You want to dance?
Okay, so we're not going to talk about where we want.
Talk about a shotgun wedding.
No, hey. We won't be talking about Bone Thugs. Were there any other bands you grew up going with whenever you
going with?
Going with it. Yeah.
Going to the dance wedding.
Going to the local mixer.
Yeah.
The
ice cream social.
The sock hop and doing the Charleston.
We mastered ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, what a. Did you have other phases? Did you have a cowgirl phase? Did you have
cowgirl when I was four? Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
It was like when on Halloween, and there's this picture. My dad used to be a photographer. There's this picture of me with, like, a cowgirl hat on, my pigtails, and my gun. I'm, like, on two chairs, like, standing up, like, pointing. Badass. This is a visual conduct.
Little Jackie Brown kind of thing, yeah, huh?
Yeah, like, fuck you. No, like, I'm just, like, all cute.
4 years old saying fuck you, I like that.
Fuck you up, Christine Little, everybody.
I'm going to start liking Bone Thugs and Harmony in 10 years.
This is, with foreshadowing.
Well, yeah, did you have, like the really poppy phase or the Britney Spears kind of thing?
I would go to, you know, yeah, the raves were getting popular and, like.
You were a raver?
I went to, this is incriminating.
No, no, it's all, well, it's past.
I feel like I should have a light down. Like, you went to raves? No, what drugs did you do? No.
No, I couldn't picture you as a raver.
Did you go to raves, Christine?
I have big, like, my hair's mellowed out a lot, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's big and it's like curly. It used, yeah, to fucking spout, or yeah, it used to be really poofy. And I'd wear big tennis shoes that, you know, had a couple inches on them. And
made you feel
colors
better.
With fat laces, well, with the,
yeah,
fat laces with
they
the
were
neon
in
colors.
Yeah. So, the like, ring pop is I got actually, called yeah, a Spice Girl. Guess which one?
Scary.
Yeah.
Everybody's so original.
That was such a stretch.
I pretty much look like any racially ambiguous celebrity, which is cool.
Yeah. Oh, I
want to be original.
I told you what earlier. Was it the one you probably
heard? Oh, Jasmine Guy.
Yeah, yeah, Jasmine Guy. Well, I mean, that's not a compliment. I still don't know. I think.
Did you say that's not a compliment?
No, I said that is a compliment.
I said you look like her. It's not a compliment.
That is not a compliment. Don't even feel good.
Just before you start to get a big ego, that is not a good thing.
Not a,
you look like Jasmine Guy, and I find her repulsive.
No. Wouldn't that be cool if you could just say whatever you wanted without, like,
I don't think that way. I think I find her very, I think she's very attractive. And,
okay, now he's hitting on me. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm really good at making people uncomfortable.
There's, yeah, knives right behind you. Oh, you're the closest, God, to him.
I'd like a,
yeah, that's usually why I have the guests sit on this side of the table, keep Dave away from weapons and those kind of things.
I can't find my squirt gun.
Yeah, I put it in.
That's
my,
what, yeah, he said.
There you go.
That's, I always forget what gender to use.
Oh, you actually had... I knew it was sitting out.
Whoa. You guys usually really use a squirt gun?
Well, Matt used to, like, take things away from me, so I would squirt him.
Yeah.
With a squirt gun or a...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he would ejaculate on my face. Absolutely.
You sick...
Keep. Water gun.
Wait, now, who is that?
That's Lil Wayne.
That's Lil Wayne. I,
mm-hmm, I can't do Lil Wayne unless he's on a song with someone else.
Lil Wayne's funny.
Like, I can't listen to anything that he does by himself.
I think I've listened to him, and some of his lyrics are really intelligent.
Brilliant.
And really intelligent and really entertaining and really funny, and he, yeah, uses really good plays on words.
Yeah.
But he produces so much stuff that obviously you're bound to find something you like in there.
Listen to Childish Gambino.
The numbers thing.
Yeah,
Childish Gambino.
No, he's you're fucking, it's funny. Like, the what, stuff he writes.
Is Childish Gambino like one of his albums?
Or? No, Childish Gambino's Donald Glover from Community.
Okay.
But he's got, it's funny. Like, some of the stuff he just puts together, you're like, oh, shit. Like, I just like the line. He's like, I'm like your breakfast, take that G at your ego, or put, I don't know, something. I was just like, oh, that's smart. G, shit.
At your ego, make it your ego.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Yeah, I mean, I.
He's
felt like you wanted to make a point, but then you said no.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite trends.
I'm a hip-hop snob. I'm a hip-hop snob.
I'm not.
A lot of people are.
Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang Clan.
So you actually like hip hop, is what you're saying?
Yes, I don't like rap. I Jay-Z, Eminem.
That's, I just about, like, yeah, to be entertained.
Yeah.
One of my favorite trends, like, from the rap, like, mm-hmm, of the today, is like going from like the, like, really general to the psychotically specific.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ludacris, like walking down the street like a parade. Macy's!
it's like
they don't have to say like or such as or, yeah, you know, they just go right for it.
I feel like there should be, like, some kind of endorsement money flowing to rappers.
I thought, sometimes when I think just commercial, like that Air Force One commercial,
like
or
the
song, Nelly? I thought it was a commercial.
Nelly, yeah.
I was like,
Pepsi thing with Ludacris.
Yeah. He did have a commercial. He did have a commercial, yeah, deal with them, and then he lost it over the Bill O'Reilly flap, I think. All right, he was endorsing him, and then Bill O'Reilly went on and say, "Oh, Ludacris is a thug and a horrible," and da da da, and then he didn't get renewed, and they stopped
that's
running.
Funny,
the ads.
Isn't Bill O'Reilly the one that's like, "Fuck, I'll do it live"?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's a pretty thug thing to do, if you ask me.
Oh yeah, when he used to host a show called The Current Affair. Bill O'Reilly used to.
I remember that show. I didn't know
that was what that was from.
He should host a show called "Fuck It, We'll Do It Live."
That was whenever he go.
I just want to see that show.
From A Current Affair.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was like TMZ, but like bad. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, TMZ's good.
Didn't it have like the door shutting sound? It's like, it's like, damn.
Yeah,
this is serious.
It was like, it, was, it had this big prism. Yeah,
that's your Valley Girl face.
This is serious.
Sorry.
LMG, and I don't even know what that means yet.
But I heard, I remember when I discovered OMG, I was like, this is great. And I don't like acronyms. I don't like LOL. Never used it. It pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
OMG's great.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love it. I just...
Like, OMG...
I have this disgusting habit... Not disgusting, but I have this habit of, like, mocking people, and they think they get mad. So rude.
Why are you making fun of my behavior?
I'm just imitating it.
No,
with humor and exaggeration.
Well, I mean, when people act like a jackass, you have to call them on it. But, you know, you have to realize...
You get called on stuff a lot, don't you?
I agree. I'm a jackass.
Hi, I'm calling on Matt. This is me calling on...
It's jackass.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I handed Matt a phone because you couldn't see this.
It's not a visual podcast. Get with that.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a nice little lull here.
Yeah, there we go. We'll try to edit these out.
Hey, does anybody else get tired from drinking coffee?
Yes!
Is that weird? Like, isn't that
yes!
give you energy? It makes me tired.
When I have, like... Coffee's like indifferent, but if I have like a couple cups before I go up on stage, I'll be like, duh. But for the most part, coffee does nothing for me.
It makes me actually sleepier. And I think the milk, when I put milk,
like if I have a latte
or
something,
sugar.
I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go take a nap now.
It makes my brain like, like boring.
Was it like the sugar hit, you think, afterwards?
When I have like cheese, it's like makes you go, okay, I want to take a nap.
Even
so dairy,
like
so
even,
dairy
no, I think, because even sometimes
speed?
A Red Bull.
I mean,
even
speed.
Even when I showed up.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been hanging out with truckers.
Well, I also, like, overdid my body on caffeine in college. Like, I was having, like, 2 or 3 energy drinks a day. I drove down to Panama City on 14 energy drinks.
Oh, good Lord.
And I got down there, and I'm like,
how is that even productive? You'd have to pee so much.
Oh, did you
you're in a car full of guys.
Oh, did he can it? Yeah. What'd you do?
No, should we stop? I didn't have to that much. It was just like, sweating it out from vibrating.
You're just sweating
guys
out.
Guys sweat a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, well, girls sweat too, I'm sure. Like at the gym, or no?
At the gym, yeah. The guys will just be sitting there neutral and like sweat just comes out.
Well, that's one of the things, like the girls I lived with in college are like, I don't think I've shot in like 2 days. I go, how the fuck can you get away with that?
Yeah.
Like at one day, I'm like, I can't deal with myself right now.
You know, so you lived with girls in college.
Yeah.
It was not a romantic thing or just...
You never hooked up with any of them?
You know, did you ever hook up with any girls in college, Dave?
Have you ever been with a woman?
All right, we're making Dave.
Got embarrassed and farted.
We're making Dave. So he deals with his stress.
He just lets it out.
And then no one, they're just like, really? You did that?
Yeah.
Now leave me alone!
Well,
it was like my 5th year of college, like the summer before, after my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
I lived at school for like half the summer. And
like
it was the only people who would like, who go, yeah, we need a place to live, were the 2 girls.
Okay.
And I was like,
yeah.
All right, fine, you got back to me. And then 2 of my guy buddy friends were just like, oh, you gave them a spot? I go, you wouldn't fucking commit to the...
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, maybe...
So you related to the women because of the commitment. You wouldn't commit. They did.
I'm just like, they gave me a solid answer. You were like, I don't know, maybe this, da da da. I'm like, no, they're like, all right, we'll pay this, da da. I'm like, all right, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Done. You guys signed the papers? We're good.
Yeah.
And then the next year, I lived with girls because I needed a place to live for the full year, my 5th year.
Oh, just
and
one
most
semester.
Of my friends were just doing a semester. And 2 girls were just like, hey, we need a 4th roommate. Here's what the deal is. Do you want to live with us? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I had a thing for one of the girls. I'm like, this would be an awful idea.
Did you get that thing to her?
We're not going to talk about it. Like, that thing never happened.
Yeah.
There were talks about that thing happening.
You guys were under negotiations.
Well, it's one of those things where it was one of those bird in the hand is definitely not worth 2 in the bush.
I don't understand. I don't understand what that means.
Well, it's like, she didn't like shave? Hey, if you don't, if you,
she had to have a shampoo. She had to have her bush shampoo.
First,
she had
to have
her crotch shampoo by Jet
Nichols. I was messing around with
this chick for the bush.
I was messing around with this one chick, and the girl's like,
oh, they were kind of like a jealousy thing, or
no? The girl I love was like, something happened one night, and she goes, you know what, I got
something happened.
She was
one
kind
night
of dating a guy, and okay, like, but didn't live in town, so she was like, you know what?
Oh, that's a count. Different area.
Don't go home with, like, if you don't go home with that girl tonight, I'll make sure, like, tomorrow night's great. But then she went down and saw her boyfriend the next night, and, like, she goes, oh, I'm back with him. I'm like,
I didn't say it would be great for you. I said it would be great for me.
And so I'm just like, all right, anytime, you're like, well, tomorrow night, yeah, I'm going to take care of tonight.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Damn. I'm still good friends with it, chick. It was just like that. Like, that year was just, like, one of those things. Should not. As soon as I agreed to living with them,
semester on eggshells.
I had you have no idea. I had two or three other people who were like, "Oh, we need a fifth roommate. You want to live with us?" I'm like, "Fuck!"
Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
And then like it was weird. Like me and my buddy Topher, the one who co-hosted for you once. Mm-hmm. We tried to actually set it up. Yeah, tried to go by Topher. He goes, I'm done with going with this name. I'm going to go by Topher now. And I'm just like, dude, you can't change your name.
He was trying to self-gloss himself.
Topher's part of the full name.
Chris Topher.
Possibly.
But
that was Bob Topher, yeah.
I'm like, I tried to go by John for a while.
Yeah.
I could, after 15
you're
years
established
of Dave,
that, yeah.
You're just like, yeah, I can go by Swan, but not John.
I tried to go by, like, Marie, which is my middle name, which is basically the standard girl middle name.
Yeah.
I hate it when other girls are like, my middle name's Marie, too. And I'm like, oh, everybody's is. So.
Yeah. Well, like, there's, like, so many, like, Jennifer, Christine. Yeah.
I tried to go by Marie, and then only one, it stuck with one person. It was my algebra teacher in high school, ninth grade. And you know what happened to him? I don't know.
You guys had a relationship.
No. probably shouldn't bring this up. It's messed up.
Okay.
Sad, actually.
Oh,
he wound up having an affair with a student. And
you
got caught. It wasn't me. That was the sad part. No, I'm kidding. But he shot himself.
Oh, because of the shame and the guilt?
Yeah, I felt that. I know. Well, welcome to Dark Podcast. Come in, tell your suicide stories all day.
This was the Getting Chicks Podcast with Dave and Matt to the Dark Podcast with Christine Little.
Hello, I'm Christine Little. Welcome to the Dark Podcast.
Good.
That show is great.
The Crypt Keeper. Oh, the Crypt Keeper from Friday nights.
The gangbanger who wanted more than he needed.
It was such bad animation, but it was like, I remember those
He
stories.
Was fascinating. Yeah. And you know what? I bet they... And it's kind of like, you know, no need to fuck with actors.
Did you really say what I think you just said?
You couldn't even take your eyes off
him. Oh, okay.
He was gorgeous.
No, you could grab the eyes, I guess, from him.
I dressed up as him for Halloween one year. I remember that. Still got the mask.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit anymore. Yeah. Not in the slightest.
Yeah. Doesn't fit.
So, yeah, you used to watch like Crypt Keeper, those
Tales
kind of
from
stuff.
The Crypt.
Tales
yeah.
from the Crypt on Friday night.
Great
HBO.
Show.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and I had a little nephew at the time.
Yeah?
Not that I didn't. Well,
I still had him.
It was step family, I consider. He
I was
going to
say,
so
is this like your nephew
scared.
Had a drowning accident and he died too? Was
that... And another tale of the crypt. I had a nephew at one point, but he is no longer.
Let me tell you about somebody else who's died.
I've got a lot of death stories, okay? This always comes up with it. I think I was on I was on a first date.
Yeah.
And I somehow brought it to death. I didn't mean to. And it wasn't even that dark. And he's like, oh, you're going dark again. I'm like, is this a racial comment? Or
actually, sir, you'll be the one going dark. Anyway.
Once I kill you, ha!
I was saying you play your cards right, but never mind.
See, I always go to death. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The kid, the ex-nephew.
Ex-nephew?
The one is no longer. He gets so scared.
Uh-huh.
And when that Crypt Keeper came on, and so that's how you manipulate children into doing stuff. It's like, oh, you're not going to go to bed? Well, guess what? We're going to get the Crypt Keeper. And he's like, no, no.
That was like his boogeyman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was given fingerprint dust. Like, if you guys get out of bed, I'll know, because I'll put out fingerprint dust.
Oh, your parents pulled that on
you? They pulled the omnipotent card. Like,
oh, yeah, that was mom.
Yeah,
that was her. She goes, I'm not going to be bigger than you for your whole life, so I need to figure out ways to use
guile,
my head over, my mind over yours. I'm like,
that's a really good idea. Yeah. One day I want to be a parent. I'd like to keep some...
Just to fuck with kids?
Well, I mean, that would be a perk of it, but no. You
used to be a school teacher.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that earlier. School teacher loving.
A school teacher? Oh, yeah.
And Matt thinks it would be okay to...
For a, for like a 22, 23, like a, 22, 23-year-old female teacher to get with a 17, 18-year-old male student. I think I don't see that.
Now, is this because of fantasy of yours or?
No, I mean
he's far from that fantasy.
No, I didn't really have any hot. I really didn't have any hot female teachers, and I'm sorry if any of them are listening. I didn't.
They're not.
Absolutely nobody's listening, and I did.
Admit to it mostly.
We did have a teacher at my school, similar situation where one of the wrestling coaches was. It was with one
wrestling
of my,
with a. Girl, child.
With a girl. I don't know if he was wrestling with her, but
she was probably, legs.
Somebody
got pinned down.
Somebody got pinned. You know what I'm saying? Got himself a little takedown with that young lass. Anyway,
young lass
and
fireman's cradle.
Yeah, and it was, and I found that creepy. And so the weird thing was, everybody knew it. And we had a female teacher that hooked up with a male student also.
Yeah, she did.
And I don't know. Anyway, and they wound up dating for a while after he graduated. And she wasn't like 22, 23. She was in her 30s.
She lost interest once he graduated.
No, I have no idea how that happened.
I got one buddy who just like dates like 18-year-olds.
Oh,
like when he was like 21, his girlfriend was like 17. I was just like, oh. Well, he's not really a buddy. He's a friend of my brother.
That's so Wooderson.
No. Nothing's creepier than
that. What the hell does that mean, Wooderson?
Dazed and confused.
There was something, or no, there was a guy, there was a precocious, one of the thug guys that we knew that was in our circle.
No worries.
His girlfriend in junior high school. We were in junior high, and he was one of those guys that always like looked old no matter what. He was like buff as shit for no reason. Shaving like 12, he had like a like a mustache or whatever. His girlfriend, drum roll, was in college.
What? Nice.
Good for him.
What?
In junior high?
That's freaking weird.
Weird for her.
I mean, yeah, like, could you imagine? Okay.
I dated a girl in college when I was in high school.
You don't think that's weird? I couldn't imagine being like, oh, yeah. What does your boyfriend do? Well, he's in school. Oh, he's in college. No, actually, he's in junior high. He's about to graduate. He's going to go to high school next year. What class
is he taking? Pre-algebra,
general English,
phys ed,
why was the college girl Puerto Rican? That's what
I don't know. That's
little Rosie Lopez.
That's how, like, she just.
Yeah.
I just wanted her to sound like she was on one of those career Colleges of America commercials. Okay. I did one of those.
Yeah, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I could see it.
Well, you can see it. They're like, you're great. You look ethnic enough to not have an education. You're hired. That's what they said.
You look ethnic enough no one can put their finger down on what you are. So we're getting all of it.
Except we know you're not educated, so this is good. This is what they said in the interview. And I'm like, great, I'm happy to be working. Thank you very much. I have no self-esteem. College was like, I didn't want to go to school for forever. I don't have enough time to go to school.
Oh, is that what you had to do?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Like, can you make it more ethnic? Make it more sassy? I'm like, I want to go to school forever.
More neck boss.
I ain't got no money. Career Colleges of America.
Can you be more herky jerky with the neck, please?
I actually have a friend who does that online. He does. What's it called for like retention for online schools? Like, he tells me about it all the time. He goes, oh my god, people are so dumb.
Yeah, it's...
He's like, I didn't have internet on Easter. I couldn't find it.
I didn't have
it. I couldn't find a coffee shop that was open. He's like, you live in L.A.? He goes, the guy lives out in L.A. that he was talking about. Was there a Starbucks open on Easter? I go, yeah, somewhere. He goes, okay. The guy was trying to tell me there was not a single internet cafe open on Easter.
I mean, I get that. I wouldn't want to go out of my house. It's like part of the reason you want to do home to internet school so you don't have to leave anywhere.
It's like the Mojave Desert or something. Yeah, it's, I don't.
I'm just lazy. But, you know, I did manage to go to school.
Yeah. Finish, graduate.
Yeah, you're trying to psychoanalyze me earlier.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, how you answered. You said your mom, your brother.
He listed his family in an interesting
and
order.
Then
it's like
your
when you
dad.
Have the kids draw their family. Because he only talked about his mom. Like, it was just him and his mom out in the world alone against the world. And I'm like, oh, do you have a dad? Like where's your dad? You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, I've got family. It's me, my mom, my brother, and my dad.
My dad.
And then a single tear dropped out when he said dad. And I noticed it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a psychic.
It wasn't a tear. It was just beginnings of a tear. And then I wiped it off before you could see it roll down.
And then he said, I'm going to need some time.
He went in the bathroom 15, 20 minutes and it was fine.
Yeah.
But... See, he's getting quiet.
Dave,
it's okay, we're here.
He's like Big Daddy. He's putting sunglasses on. He's hiding.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
What movie?
Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Sure
with the look.
Said.
You never seen that? With the
yes,
look.
I've seen.
Oh, it's one of them.
Don't you hate it when people like chastise you for not seeing a movie that they've seen?
Bit.
We did that to him with the
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
Don't you hate it when
you haven't seen that? Oh, you're an idiot. You haven't seen that movie?
You suck at life. You watch movies and you haven't seen Harlem Nights? You are horrible.
North by Northwest on my show and Sundance, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid on my show for 2 years and I still have not watched
it. I won't
it.
Watch them now, even if they were on.
Sundance Kid. I
like Paul Newman's.
I know, but there's movies like I'm supposed to like and I'm supposed to have seen and I haven't, and I still like am not intrigued to see them. They're like,
I don't want to get
anyone upset here.
Sorry.
Like, you know, like Lock, Stock, and Two
Smoking Barrels.
I wanted to see that. Like the premiere of it when I was in middle school, mom was like, "I'm not taking to that area of Cleveland at midnight."
What movie was it?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh, was it just like
she goes, "You are
a seedy part of Cleveland
night too. You're not going there."
That makes sense.
Well,
she's a good mom.
She's a good mother, and that's probably why you love her more than you love your father.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. She wanted to protect you.
Her parents have favorite children.
She knew you're. Yeah, she knew.
You have that battle, like when you have that battle with your dad for your mom's affection, and then when you're with you have brothers, you have a battle with your brother for your dad's affection.
The Oedipus complex.
Yeah,
I don't the brother thing. I don't really see, but
he sees competition.
It kind of turns into like a Charlie Sheen thing, you know, or you know, Emilio Estevez.
I think Charlie kind of won that.
Well, he got more.
He
got more money, but he didn't get the respect. Mm. Emilio Estevez.
Respect is what matters, and once you realize, I don't give a shit about the respect. That's when you go, oh, okay.
Yeah, when you don't give a shit about the respect, then you get the respect.
That's how being cool works.
Yeah. Tell us about being cool, Christine.
I wouldn't know about being cool. I'm just a normal girl.
Oh, she's so humble.
Yeah.
That's my Meryl Streep impression.
Oh.
I'll take your word for it.
I'll take your word. Oh, but because I'm not white, so I don't have milky white skin. Can't do Meryl Streep.
Yeah, chocolate milk skin.
Well, also, I have no idea what she sounds like. That's Meryl Streep.
She could sound like anything. I could be doing a Meryl Streep impression right now, and people would
be
like, that's accurate. She's such a great actress.
Yeah. I'm doing an impression of her being Christine Lynn.
I want to see Meryl Streep play a retard. I think that would
You don't ever get full retard.
You don't ever, that's true. I bet she could pull it off and still, like... be admirable. I mean, not that retards aren't admirable. I don't know if that's...
You want that shovel right now?
Not that retards
are... You know, retards.
Mentally challenged.
I bet it's coming.
So you don't admire the retards.
You know what the nice thing about no one listening? You don't have to worry about any corrections.
When they're not listening, but when you listen to this and you listen back to yourself, you're like, oh man, like, are those really my thoughts? Like, am I this kind of person?
You're not going to listen back.
No.
I don't listen back.
You guys are
and right. I listen.
And I edit it.
I do listen.
I'm
like, this is where we started? All right, sounds good. This is where we ended? All right.
Wow.
He's still upset at me for putting a break in the show.
I was over it, Matthew. I go, you know what? It happened.
A lot of attention.
I go, Matt, do you want to restart this today? You're like...
Oh, no, I was talking about putting a break in the show like a typical show.
Like, welcome back, you know?
If you, for those, every, anyone, no, no one, but for the, none of you that are listening.
Where does this go up? Why aren't people listening?
Would you listen?
Fuck no, I'm on it. No, of course I would. I'm on it.
Matt's like, I'm the only one who listens to this.
Matt's like, I listen to it.
And now he's rocking back and forth, man, just kind of like,
I'd listen. I have friends that listen to podcasts, but I don't know how you promote them and how you do.
I just do Facebook and Twitter. I'm like, all right, here it is. And then we have a website, wegetchicks.com.
I'll put it on my. Oh, he's got to take a minute.
I like how you like tried to. You did like the motion to wash your ball. Like,
I gotta go wash my balls. I gotta go wash my balls. Right back.
Do you have to go to the bathroom? Do you have to go to the bathroom, or you have to be back here?
Sometimes balls get sweaty.
Are you
guys get
fucking vagina hands or something?
Vagina hands, like spirit fingers and vagina hands.
I'm taking a hosting class.
You're taking a hosting class?
Yeah.
How does that work? Tell me about that.
It's not. I like it. It's kind of like interesting. I'm like, oh, okay.
What kind of hosting? Hosting a stand up? Hosting
like TV hosting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like it. It's fun. I'll give you the information. They start, like, once a month.
Okay, where?
Down here. Like, I walk to
it. Well, how much is it? Because I'm very... Google. That's my core.
It's cheap. This, if you don't have a coupon, it's... But if you get a coupon, it's...
$99?
Yeah.
How do you get this magical coupon?
Like, they put it up on one of those, like, Groupon sites.
Oh.
And, like, my friend just called me, and she's like, hey, I know you're interested in this stuff. Why don't you, like, I'm going to try and do it.
Actually, I think that's a really great
idea. She didn't end up doing it, and I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to try and sign up for next month, too, because it's, like, monthly, it's rolling.
It's, like, month-to-month
thing? Yeah.
So it doesn't end?
No, like, you can do, like, oh, I'm just going to do this
month. How many
months? However many, it's like one person in the class, it's their third month doing it. I'm like, is it helpful? She goes, yeah, a little bit. Did you wash your hands?
Oh, so you only do one.
Okay.
So
today, yeah.
So you only need to do one class. It's just one class total.
It's for 4 weeks. Like two.
Oh, you do once a week for a month?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just once a month and then it's...
No. It's like four.
What day is it?
Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
What time?
7:30 to 10.
At night?
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
I'm starting to really resent my night job, but here's the deal. It's like, it's pretty sweet. Like,
how many days a week is it?
Benefits.
Nice.
You know.
Yeah.
Benefits.
Benefits are huge.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's good cash.
It's based on your effort, usually.
Yeah, and it's like, I've been there for so long. It's hard, and then I was looking at jobs, you know, on the
Craigslist.
And mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, I don't like any of that shit.
There's also one called MyNewGig.com, beta.
MyNewGig?
Yes.
All right, is that
good? I have no idea. They have, like, a couple of restaurants, like, mm-hmm. but they just go, oh, okay, you can apply here, and then also apply through their site. So
I don't know if I want to do another restaurant or bar gig. It's like, I want to do something more related to what I'm interested in.
Well, what are you doing, making efforts towards doing stuff you're interested in?
Or? I don't know how to do that.
It was hard. It's hard. I mean, like, funny, like, you know, looking in the entertainment industry, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's difficult.
Luckily, people do that work for free, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things. I was talking with one of our buddies a couple weeks ago, and just, not you.
internship.
I was just like, for a place that has so much money, everything's done for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you want to get paid? They don't. They'll actually pay me to let them do this.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's kind of a...
Like, we got to a down point there. Hollywood, L.A., horrible place. We would all agree.
I don't know what to say.
I love, you know, I actually
I enjoy
love
it.
L.A.
Everyone who trash talks it, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. It's nice.
There's the plane.
No, we got.
Can't get the ticket? Okay. Here's a bus ticket.
Can't get the bus ticket? Okay, here are your legs.
No,
start walking. These boots are made for it.
It took me about 4 years to get comfortable.
How long have you lived here?
I moved to Orange County in 2004, and then in 2007. Yeah, 2007, I moved to L.A. in the city, and I didn't get serious with. And so, yeah, it was like 3 years. After that, you find your people that you're comfortable with, and you find, you know, you find out what you're doing. It's about you find yourself, and it's just you get out of your. I stopped referring to myself as an Oklahoman.
You know what I mean? I've lived in California for so long now. It's just like, I'm not. Yeah, I mean,
fancy.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
do you ever notice how finding yourself always like makes you think of like touching yourself?
While your one hand is below the table.
Like, you guys ever notice? People say find yourself, you start touching yourself.
Yeah. It's how you. That was
like, both of these have to be above the
just
table.
Just so you know, I was just sitting on one of my hands.
Yeah.
It felt good.
She had her thumb up. Anyway.
You're like, like a popping whoop. You find yourself.
Yeah, no, you
and then you celebrate, you touch yourself.
You find yourself.
You find yourself.
And then there's like an explosion and Matt, he's like,
he's like, no, I found myself. I didn't touch myself. There was touching, but not for this experience. All right.
I get it. You get into a groove in LA and you know.
You move out of here. You're just like that. Oh, there's Oklahoma. And then you're like, all right. You start like kind of getting used to like, oh, these are my friends. These are my other friends. I'm not that guy who, oh, hey, let's bring him along because you know what? He could be a good time. We don't know.
Yeah. People always complain about like finding a good group of friends
or
reliable people in LA. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever experiencing that or?
There's times where I am the unreliable person. So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, everyone like they're like, oh, people in LA are so
flaky.
I go, same with everywhere else. Like that's everyone true. I grew up with was like, you know, maybe let's make some plans.
That's
maybe
true.
Not.
Why does LA get the rep for it though?
Because it's nice.
They got like we have to say something bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, we did. I have a question for you.
I've got an answer.
I hope so. Did you come out here with a psych degree and a dream, or just
psych degree and a dream? I'm gonna fucking counsel everybody I come in contact with in LA.
All the wounded souls in the entertainment industry.
That would be a really great niche, actually.
Yeah. Do you have a psychology degree?
I do.
Okay. Right on.
An honors degree. No big deal.
Kenton University. Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
This is my humble. Could have gotten a doctorate, but
I didn't. Well, you know, I came out here. And I started doing. Went to a performing arts school. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting and expensive.
So you could actually analyze, like, all the people. Like, okay, this
was
is
it like one of those fame kind of places?
Fame, yeah.
Okay.
How'd it go? My eyes twitching. I don't know what that means. I've got a tell now. Uh-huh. Like,
you can't play
my
poker.
My eye starts twitching. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in the process of buying a condo. I'm not just using that for material.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm getting, like, this loan money and this grant money, like, mm-hmm. from about three different sources. Mm-hmm. And it's taking a lot longer mm-hmm. than I anticipated. And the other day I was signing some loan papers and I'm like, oh, when will I get the funds? They're like, 4 weeks. And I'm like, 4 weeks? Really? Twitch. And I'm like, nah, like yeah. anytime something is like...
Exciting?
Not excited.
Strikes a nerve?
Strikes a nerve, basically. I'm just like, oh, that's great. Twitch. My eyes like having its own little dance party. And
yeah, it almost looks like you're turning your eyelid inside out. It's almost like...
Ew, I hate when people do
almost
that.
Almost like a... That's one of those things that...
Any weird things.
I can do that, but I don't do that because I'm wearing contacts.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
No!
It's not a visual podcast.
Good. I hate when people do that.
You like to just make people uncomfortable,
don't you? Don't you, Matt?
You're just like, I like to sit back and watch everyone just get...
Matt. What is that?
What do I like doing? Oh, what?
Okay. Why do you like to make people feel uncomfortable, Matt? Is it because you're uncomfortable with yourself? When you found yourself, were you not comfortable with what you found? Did you look at the man in the mirror and not enjoy what you saw?
Oh my God, can I just say something for a second? The Man in the Mirror song by Michael Jackson when I was little, like, I didn't get that it was him. And I was like, who's this man in the mirror? Because, you know, there's like, Bloody Mary and stuff. Comes. He's like, I'm looking
Candyman.
Why are you looking at him?
I'm like, who is this man? I imagine him to be Golden and from Egypt.
What?
I don't know.
Like the Scorpion King?
I'm like, what do we do with this man?
If we come in the mirror, does he go away? It was like those Goosebump books, like the Mirror one.
I used to love Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
But why wasn't he making a change and Michael Jackson was staring at Michael Jackson's one of the most popular men in the world? Why wouldn't he?
Why did he have a problem with the man?
He was from Indiana also.
How did the man in the mirror offend him?
You got a lot of Indiana love on here.
Yeah, a lot of Indiana love.
Indiana.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Indianians in here.
Yeah, like Midwest. It's just like, all right, time.
Well, what are we just called Hoosiers, yeah. The hell, called like Indianians.
Indianites.
Yeah.
I just like using ites at the end of.
Yeah. The Canaanites.
Exactly.
I've been reading the Bible lately.
I go through phases of doing that.
Reading the Bible?
Yeah, I haven't read in like 3 years, but I have one sitting there. Once I got to Leviticus, I was just like, okay, this is all laws that no one follows if they have sanity.
I can't pronounce a lot of the words.
You got Canaanites.
I did.
Yeah. I did. I feel special.
Oh, I'm going to put that on my resume. Put that on my acting resume. You know, for those of you who don't know, acting resumes, you can put anything on there.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. I think. Actually, I don't know. My acting resume is, oh, I do stand up. These are the stages I've been on.
Yeah.
I've been to the Sunset Grill. Thank you.
Sunset Grill. Yeah.
Sunset Grill.
Do you guys have stand up resumes? Like, what do you put on those?
I just do stages I've been on. Like, someone told
you
me.
Guys
like,
they're like, the,
I don't remember.
The like, people you
independently produce shows.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I don't feel like I'm bragging, so I
never. Don't you have a monthly show or something?
Oh, yeah. I've got an open mic tonight, actually.
Okay. Tonight, which is usually on Thursday nights?
Every third Thursday.
Every third Thursday.
It's really hard to get steady people coming in.
Yeah.
I get them the week before, like, you doing the mic tonight? I'm like, no.
Oh, the text. Okay. Yeah, like, hey, can you sign me up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. It's just like, you want to do a song? Yeah, come. Write your name down.
I like signing people up in advance because, like, it, like, lets me know who's coming.
Yeah.
And then they won't get there on time, which is great, because then the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when they get there, I can just... I hate it when people, like, get rude about it, though. Like, I've had some people, like,
kind of... Can you get me up soon? I'm like,
while out.
No. I can't.
Yeah.
But what is the best way to... Like, if you come to someone humbly and say, hey, can you do this for me? I got this going on. But if you come up to me and you're I got a... Like, I had some guy do that, and he hasn't even been here that long. He's coming from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, so rude about it.
Self-entitled about it.
I got this other show going on.
Like, I'm not even an asshole. Yeah. Like, don't...
I like it. I like, can you do this so I can go to two other mics while you're sitting here?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I got this other show. Okay, then go to your show.
Oh, have fun. Great. Yeah, I've gotten out of that.
That's another thing about doing a bunch of mics all at one night, which, you know, it's cool. I think you should get as much stage time. As you, we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Stage time as you can, but like make it quality. Don't just do it just to.
That's how, like, when I first started going to Marty's, it was like within my first 6 months of doing stand up, it was like, okay, I'm getting up a lot. And then I go, okay, this getting up, more comfortable on stage, but now getting up here doesn't help anymore.
That's true. Wait, you said you had an argument for going to this place.
I don't think you had a pro argument.
Oh, I thought you did.
The Bar Big Fish in Glendale, that place. No, they know it's shitty. Everybody that's been there. What?
I was talking about.
What?
You know sign language, right?
That's the only reason I like to do.
Oh wow, he just like did that.
When I go running, I just like to do the peace sign. Like, oh, thanks for, like, letting me through. Like, because I know, like, if they do something dickish, I can just go like that immediately. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, being a dick. I'm going back and forth between peace sign and middle finger. Peace sign, middle finger.
Oh, as one of my favorite Drake lyrics. Or no, it wasn't Drake. It was Chris Brown. He said, so I give you the deuces, and then middle finger fall. Oh, no, I messed it up.
I don't listen to Chris Brown. I didn't even know who he was until I found out he beat Rihanna. I go, oh, okay.
You know, how would you like that to be your claim to fame, beating a girl's ass?
I mean, it's just like, it's so funny. Like, he beat her. I'm like, he can dance well.
Yeah. I still like that song, Forever, by Chris Brown.
Forever.
Yeah, when people told me, they're like, I knew that was from the fucking video.
The wedding song.
I'm like, okay.
It's from that commercial. That's what I think of it.
Aren't you special? I was listening to it when it was on the commercial.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not hating on it, but it's just not my... It didn't get me going. I like songs that have passion in them or fun words.
Like, I was going to say passion. Lil Wayne songs.
Lil Wayne songs.
I get some passion.
Funny. He's hysterical. Sounds like he smokes a bunch of weed and just, like, does free association.
It's going to be funny.
He just does free association. He's like, ah, blah, 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 blah. That's how he talks.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that song. The chorus is like, I'm going to pick the the world up and drop it on your fucking head. And you just get this hilarious visual, so people are like, ah, that would hurt. The world dropped on your head.
Excellent.
It would. That would give you a headache.
All right.
I wonder what's in the middle. Do you have, like, an egg yolk, or just the molten center? It's just like, well, it looks like we're not having another new world.
Look who ruined this world. Anyway, absolutely.
Lil Wayne did, when he dropped it on your fucking head.
Oh, and then he said,
like a Humpty Dumpty egg.
He's like, they can't stop me, even if they stopped me. Like, whoa, that's pretty intense.
It's like somebody just got really drunk and high and realized being stopped doesn't mean what he thought it meant. It's like, do you know what no means? N-O.
He'd be a great rapist.
That's something to put on your resume. Recommended by. Well, this has been a fun podcast, Dave.
Yeah, you got any upcoming shows, Miss Lee?
Every Thursday night.
Every third Thursday. Tribal TTT.
That was
Every third Thursday, 8 p.m., Tribal Cafe in Echo Park off of Temple.
Yeah.
If you want to sign up in advance if you're a comic, fine. I don't care. Hit me up on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Christine Little.
Yeah, and you have a website, Christine Little?
ChristineLittle.net.
With a C-H.
With C-H. Yes. I'm not a weirdo. Mm-hmm. And then I've also got another site called all-about-laughter.com.
Oh, it's
all about laughter.
Yeah, the study of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Study of laughter and...
This kind of goes in with some of your psychology.
Traits and, things like types of laughter. And then I've got my little scopes that I do, which are...
like horoscopes?
Funny horoscopes that I just make up on YouTube. So it's under Littlest Comedy on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Dave, anything coming up with you? That'll be after the... Yeah.
On Thursday.
Yes.
The 24th.
The 24th of May.
I will be at Beauty Bar.
Oh.
Wow, I didn't know they did a show.
Oh, yes. I'm hosting it tonight if you want to come by.
Did you manicure? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got your manicure.
What time is it?
At 8:30. The doors open at 8.
Uh-oh.
And the show starts at 8:30. Yeah, 1639 North Cahuenga Boulevard. You can usually find free parking on Sunset Boulevard right after 8 o'clock.
Oh, my.
So what time?
It's an hour and a half show.
Oh, yeah. I got that mic tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
I got my mic.
Coming up for me, I'll be at the World Series of Comedy Qualifier in Chicago. I think it's in Schaumburg, Illinois. It'll be fun. We're going to do that. It'll be fun. And then... date to be determined in Niles, Michigan. So, yes. Comedy.
Now, are you going to tell them you're going to show up and then just be too tired to not show up?
Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to not show up.
Okay, this has been another episode.
Yes, it's been a great podcast. This has happened.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, I know. It's
and on a down note.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks to our guest, Christine Little. Find her online.
Thank you.
Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
What?
I am.
I know how to tweet. What is it?
I tweet sporadically. I won't tweet for like days, and then all of a sudden I'll just like do a bunch of tweets, and then I'll like disappear. Like I'm fucking.
And it's at Christine Little?
It's at Christine_LIL. Lil. Yeah, Little was taken.
Oh, okay. So like if you ever get married.
I was going to say, is that from your ghetto days?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Christine Lil.
Lil.
Boom.
1XL.
Yeah, find Dave online, swanagram.com, and follow him on Twitter. My name is Matt Is Funny on Twitter, and this has been a good podcast. Thank you for listening. Listen to some Jeff Rokos on the way out. And all right. Thank you very much. Have a great one.
Who the fuck invited you?
Get out. Anybody who's been hating away, you know you've really been slow in my game. And I don't know who gave you the invite. We are ready to hear that tonight.
Get out.